Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some... I want to talk to you about a conversation. I want to begin by talking to you about a conversation that I had in the last month or so. And here's a quote from a small business owner just like you. Here's a quote from a very nice lady, and I'm gonna call her Anne. And Anne said to me, "This is one of those customers from hell." That's what she said during while I was on the road. I was traveling across the country. I was on the other side of the country a month or so ago, and as you know, I'm out there all the time. Wherever I go, I go out into the marketplace and check on Main Street. I want to know what's going on out there. How are people doing? Whenever I go in, if I go to a restaurant to eat something, I mean, I don't just go in to harass people. I go in to shop, or my wife drags me into shop somewhere or whatever. And the first thing I do when I go into small business is I say, "How's business? How are things going? What's going on?" So that's what she was responding to my question. Now, Anne's full quote, what she actually said, sounded more like this: "Business is good, but right now I've got to spend most of today dealing with this customer from hell." That was almost exactly her quote to me, with emphasis on. And I didn't change the reference of the domicile of that customer either. Like Anne, you might be surprised at my response to her. I said, "Anne, you should never have a customer from hell." That's right. I said, "You should never have a customer from hell." Before you start yelling at me and telling me that you want to introduce me to some of your customers who surely are kin to Ann's customers, let me explain myself. When I was a pup commission salesman right out of high school, working in big ticket retail, I quickly realized all customers aren't created equal. They're the cool ones, you know, like me. They're the high maintenance ones, and then they're the impossible ones, like the one Anne was fuming about. My initial reaction was, I didn't like the latter two. I didn't like the difficult ones or the impossible ones. I didn't like them, and I would try to avoid them. That's when I was this kid selling. I wanted to avoid the troublemakers, the people who I didn't like. But the more I thought about it, and the more I realized how my income was going to be created, I started realizing that if I was going to be successful on commission, I would have to do business with all kinds of customers, not just the easy ones. And honing that perspective over time, I developed what I call the twin pillars of Blasingame's difficult customer strategy. Here's the first pillar. Make an extra effort to understand what troubles and or motivates difficult customers. Find out what motivates or troubles them, and then serve them within an inch of their lives. Most difficult customers will give you points. They'll give you credit for the extra effort you make, and very likely you'll get their business in the bargain. I can't tell you how many times I've met somebody who put up this brush, this brash, this crude, maybe rude, even maybe whatever. They're grumpy, whatever. And I just did everything I could do to find out why they were like that. And I would just serve them, like I said, within an inch of their lives. And it would break that barrier down, and I'd get their business. And here's an extra effort bonus when you do this. When a difficult customer likes you, Once they like you, because they don't like a lot of salespeople or businesses, once they like you, you'll have a customer for life. And they won't be as much trouble after that. But here's the big payoff. They will become your most valuable referral source. That's right. Because they'll tell their friends about you. But then here's how they come the most valuable. Their friends will say, well, heck, if he can make John happy, he can make anybody happy. I'll sure go over there. You see my point? That's pillar one. Pillar two. The hellish behavior of some customers typically manifests as excessive demands, right? When dealing with such people, charge them for their behavior. If they're the customer from hell, charge them for that domicile. And as I told Ann, charge difficult customers enough so that regardless of their level of maintenance, whatever they require of you, you hope they come back and ask for it all over again. The key is to ask enough questions about their expectations before you set your price. But if that's not possible, if you've already set your price before you find out that they're the customer from down under, at least you can remember it next time. And the next time they come in, and I'm thinking here of anybody you give an estimate to, anybody who's obviously if the price is on the product and they're difficult, you know, the price is on the product. There's nothing you can do about that. But there might be some other things you can do. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. A former consulting client of mine he had a tendency to be difficult back when I had my consulting business. Whenever we were face to face and he showed his hellish side to me, I would exaggerate making a mark on my notepad. I would raise my arm and I'd go down on the paper with my red pen and I'd make a big check, a big flourish. And which he knew what I was doing, because I told him what I was doing. He knew that it was to remind me to add a difficulty factor fee to his next invoice. A difficulty factor fee. Now, he had another name for it. I can't say over the air. That's what he called it. But it was a difficulty factor fee. And so eventually, we joked about it. But he knew that his behavior was impacting his bill. I charged him. I literally charged him for being difficult. Now, he was my client for years. And difficult or not, I always had his business because of the way I treated him and the way I built him. You should never have, my friends, you should never have a customer from hell. You should charge them enough that you want them to come back. Got a quick break, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.